This is Akashvani, the news read by Nobunita Adhikari Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of government's commitment towards farmers' welfare. Releasing the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi of 20,500 crore rupees to the farmers from Varanasi yesterday, Prime Minister criticized the opposition for their negative narrative. The PM informed that 3,75,000 crore rupees till date have been transferred to the farmers' accounts under PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. PM Modi said that weather is always a challenge for farmers. That's why 1.75 lakh crore rupees claims till date have been given to farmers under PM Fasal Bima Yojana.
Kisanon ke samne ek badi chunauti mausam ki hoti rahi. Kabhi jyada barish ho gayi, kabhi ola gir gaya, pala pad gaya. Kisanon ko isse suraksha dene ke liye PM फसल बीमा योजना शुरू हुई. इस बीमा योजना के तहत अब तक 2.25 लाख करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा का क्लेम किसानों को दिया जा चुका है.
The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. In a significant ruling, the Special Court for MPs MLAs in Bengaluru sentenced former JDS MP Prajwal Rivana to life imprisonment till death in the rape case. The case involved an obscene video and the rape of a 47-year-old woman. Pronouncing the punishment, the Special Court Judge Santosh Gajanan Bhatt also imposed a fine of 10 lakh rupees on the convict. Union Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth has emphasized that victory in Operation Sindoor was because of goals set under Atmanirbhar Bharat, Viksit Bharat and Make in India programs. Virtually addressing a curtain raiser event of India Manufacturing Show in Bengaluru yesterday, he said, "Indigenization efforts and the solidarity shown by 140 crore Indians ensured that we give a befitting reply to Pakistan during Operation Sindoor." Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said yesterday that there was an attempt to open the doors of the Indian agricultural market to agricultural products of countries like the USA through cheap exports, but it was foiled. Mr. Chauhan expressed his gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Government of India for this, stating that by prioritizing national interest, the interests of farmers have been protected. The Union Agriculture Minister was addressing an interaction program with farmers at the Bihar Animal Sciences University campus in Patna this evening. Chief Justice of India Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai said the philosophy of socio-economic equality and justice propagated by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar will guide generations to come. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee function of Dr. Ambedkar College at Nagpur yesterday, Justice Gawai said he has tried to imbibe the ideology of socio-economic justice throughout his life. Justice Gawai said that the progress and development of a woman is a yardstick to gauge a society's progress. The Election Commission has said that not a single claim or objection has been filed by any political party in the first 24 hours of the publication of the draft electoral rolls in Bihar. It said the public has 1 month to submit claims and objections and assured that no name will be removed from the draft voter list without a stated reason. Tamil actor and comedian Madan Bob passed away in Chennai yesterday. The 71-year-old actor was taking treatment for cancer. His family said that he passed away peacefully at his residence. In cricket, chasing a target of 374 runs set by India, England were 50 for 1 at the stumps in their second innings on day 3 of the fifth and final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London. Today, the lone wicket was taken by Mohammad Siraj. Earlier, England bowled out India for 396 runs in their second innings. Powered by Yashasvi Jaiswal's century, India took a lead of 373 runs in the second innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.